The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Shmehem V'Hayem. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen. Daf Ayin Zayin. Today's daf is being said Lunishmat.
Limon
ben Gilson. Ve'li'alu Nishmat. Mor Zekeni, Yosef ben Tzera, Marat Zekenati, Yafa Bat Sara, Abraham ben Esther, Ve'Moshe ben Sara. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being said for Asherema, Moshe ben Sara, Ruchama Bat Rachel, Ve'Sara Bat Rachel. Ena Refa Nalahem, Rufat HaNefesh, Rufat HaGuf. And we are starting from the Gemara. Tana. Rabbotenu, we have a brayta. Rabbotenu itirua linaseh. The rabbis allowed her to get married, which means when we said in the Mishnah, Im lo bati mikan ve'ad shnei ma'asar chodesh, if I don't come between now and 12 months, and the husband died between the 12 months, so, and he didn't say they shouldn't have any children, so the rabbotenu will matir this lady to get married without making halitza, without making anything over there, which means this lady over here is considered divorced. Now, even though the guy didn't say ma'ashav, that's going against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said what? Since the condition was not fulfilled, because it was after mitah, he didn't say ma'akshav, so that the get is not a get, because en get la'achar mitah. However, Rabbotenu were matir and said, even so, the get is a get. The question is, who are these rabbis? Ma'an Rabbotenu, Amar Vidamar Shmuel, Bedina Desharu Mishha. The same Beit Din that was Matir the Shemin of the Goyim. We learned that Masechet Avodah Zarah is a whole machloket. If the rabbis, just like they will say Yayin Shel Akum, where they will say the oil of the Akum as well. So the same rabbis that were Matir the oil of the Goyim, Savri La Kerevi Yosef, they hold. When it comes to a get, they hold like the Shitav Rabbi Yosef that says what? The Amar Zmano Shel Shtar Mochia Halav. Once there's a Zman in the get, which is a Zman, so the Zman, it automatically implies that it is Me'akshav, because otherwise you're putting a date for it. So you want the gate to be, you want the get to be activated from the date that is in the Shtar. So that even though you didn't say Me'akshav, even though you didn't specify Me'ayom, you just said, Im lo bati mikan v'achne masar chodesh, even though he died, but you assume that the get is retro back because of the date, that is Mochia in the get. Look at Rashi. Let's read all of them. Let's start from the Gemara. Rashi, Hittiru al-Nasih. Dafagav, Dilo Amar Me'akshav, first white line. Keman, De Amar Me'akshav, Damia. De Mistamam, Me'akshav, Kamarna. Bedina, De Sharu, Mishha. Shemana, Sheminan, Shelov, Deku, Chavim. At the oil of the Goyim, V'ayinu, Rabbi Yehuda, Nesi'ah. Shaya bimei Amoraim ben benot to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the grandson of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that was his betin, that was matir the oil. Kerem b'masichet avda mistamik v'azir Rabbi Yehuda nesia achat fed Rabbi Simla Gud. Kerem b'yoseh b'ba batra kotev nechasav libno lehal moto. The case over there was he wrote his nechasim to his son after he dies. Sarik sheikhtov mehayom ulahal mitah. He's got to clearly say, the gift is happening from today, when I'm still alive, to be effective, lahanamita. That's according to Tarakama. Rabbi Yosef Eno Sarich. You don't got to accept that stipulation, now. Why? שזמנו של שטר מוכיח עליו. דנאחי יכתוב זמן בשטרה. What do you think you write the זמן בשטר for? לידע שמהיום נתן לו גוף הקרקע שלא ירישו החיים בו, והפירות לחם אותו. Today he's giving him the actual גוף הקרקע. That's the deadness. And the פירות come after the death. But the point is the זמן in the שטר is mochiach anav. Good. So we, therefore that Chitav Rabotenu is indeed Rabbi Yose. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi Abba Bered Rabbi Chaya Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yohanan Rabbi Yehuda Nisi'a Beno Shein Rabban Gamliel Bar Rabbi Hora Velo Hodudo Kosiato, which means this rabbi over here was Rabbi Abba, Bered Rabbi Chaya Bar Abba, the name of Rabbi Yohanan. The name of Yohanan, the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nisi'a, Benosh Rabban Gamliel, what did he say? He gave the ruling, Velo Hodala, which means he ruled like Rabbi Yose, that what? That Shtar, Zmanoshil Shtar Mokhiyah Alav. However, as he said, that it's a Da'at Yachid, Velo Dulo Kosiato. That all the colleagues of Rabbi Yosef did not agree. The Amrila, and some say, Kol Sha'ato. And some say, instead of Kol Si'ato, all the colleagues, they say, literally, Kol Sha'ato, which means all the time. And what does that mean? So look at Rashi. Hora Shetem Muteret, Velo Dulo Kol Sha'ato, Kol Yemehayav. They did not agree with that halakha as long as he was alive. So either he was saying, "Lo do all the kashrus tadat yachid Rabbi Yosef," or as long as he was alive, they did not agree with him. Either way, which is the shita of Rabbi Yosef. Amale Rabbi Elazar lausama. Now he asked the question: Ki shenitua lealtar shenitua or lachal shnei asar chodesh shenitua? Okay, now we have another issue over here. So Rabbi Yosef, you want to tell me what? That it's mutar, she's muteret to get married. Does she have to wait 12 months? Or can she get married right away? Again, the case was, if I don't come within 12 months, the guy died. So are you going to say what? That she can get married immediately, or do you have to wait? Wait it out. Wait the 12 months. What's the two sides? Le'altar shenitua, you can say she's permissible immediately. Because he's not coming back. So therefore, you don't got to wait the 12 months. You know he's not coming back. He's dead. Odilma le'achar yabchodesh shenitua. Maybe I have to finish the condition. That was his condition, he said. So maybe you got to fulfill it. So that is the question of the Gemara. So comes the Gemara and says, "V'tiv'ele matnitin." So the Gemara says, we can ask from our Mishnah. It said in our Mishnah, "Me'akshav im lo bati mikan ve'ad yav chodesh." Right? Me'akshav. The guy says, if I don't show up within 12 months, umet betok yav chodesh, and he died within 12 months. So we said, "Areze get." Le'altar have, do I say it's immediately again? Same question. Da'alo ate, because he's not coming anymore. I got to suspect that he's coming. Odilma le'achar yab chodesh da'ikayim le'tenae. Or do you say no? You got to wait the 12 months to fulfill the condition. Which means, what are you asking on that case for of Rabbi Yosef? Why don't you just ask on the Mishnah? Which means the same question you're asking. That's what they will matir. Or in the case of we said who was it? Rabbi Abba Bered Rabbi Chaya. He was matir. Hora latir. So he said when he was matir, was he matir le altar or after yav chodesh? The Gemara says, what do you have to ask on the story for? Why don't you ask on the Mishnah? It's the same question. So the Gemara says, inachin ameh. You could ask on the Mishnah also, by the way. Ubishum da'ava ba'u ma'aseh. Okay, but since the story happened, so we asked on the story. But it's the same question. You could ask the same question on the Mishnah. The Gemara does not answer this question. The Gemara leaves this question in the she'ela. Exactly, we don't know when the get is going to be hal. Is it going to be get le'altar, or is it going to be only after the 12 months? The Gemara goes on to another case now. The Gemara says, the way that she says is look at that she the way he just says inachin abe. De'ika le'mevayeh ha'matnitin. Really, you could have asked the same question on the Mishnah. Ula'achi ba'ya ba'usaba ba'libad rabotenu. The reason why we asked from that case of the rabotenu, mishum da'ava ba'i minyana de'shiniyuta v'yeshto la'shivo b'pi ha'shimu'a she'shama v'yada echito, which means we have a story. So he probably knows what happened if we had a real case. So we're asking, by the way, that case that you were matir, could you tell us when you were matir? We're asking the guy that was matir. Aval, iyava ba'im istama o begabra harina v'me'elah matitim. So we're asking somebody else, they would have asked him from the Mishnah. But once there was a story on record, they were asking, hey, by the way, you were matir, and this lady to come back. Could you tell us when they were matir? That's what they asked it on the story as opposed to the Mishnah. Comes again, it's Amar Abayeh. So comes out, we have a phenomenal machloket. It's crystallized, the machloket. Phenomenal machloket, Rabotenu, and the rabbis, the regular rabbis, which is Rabbi Yoseh, and the rabbis, in a case where Mehayom was not said, do you go with the logic, Zmano Shel Shtar, Mukhiyah Halav? When Rabbi Yoseh says, I got the Zman and the Shtar, it's like saying Me'achshav, and the rabbis say, no, unless you actually say, Mehayom, Me'achshav, or something like that. Amar Abaye, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees, Hecha de Amar, a person told his wife at night, Lichtetse Hamam min Nartika, that the get is going to be a get when the sun comes out, when the sun rises. So what does that mean? Lechi nafka ka'amar la. He means when the sun actually comes out. Nafka mina. If he dies at night, the get is not going to be a get. Lechi mayit belilya havi get lachar mita. If he would die the night before, so when the sun comes out, that's when the get is going to be hal. But he's dead already. Everybody agrees in that case that he stipulates for when the sun comes up. Look at Rashi, top line. Lechi nafka kamal v'im mayin belayla lo avegita v'gabem matnitin nameh. Now Mishnah as well. Hare zegitech l'chshelo avo l'chashrem asar chodesh. Here's the get. If I don't show up after 12 months, lav getu deleka l'mismach azmano shel shtar mukhiyah. In that case, even Rabbi Yosef will agree, I don't care about the date in the shtar. Because he specifically said, after 12 months. So even Rabbi Yosef is going to agree, in a case where he clearly stipulates, after the sun rises, after 12 months, I don't care even if you have a date in the shtar, the get is not going to be a get. That's not an argument. Okay, what else? Second line of the Gemara. Al menat shetetze hamam min artika. Oh, key words. Al menat. Remember the al menat rule. Anytime it says al menat, ke me'achshav. Me'achshav ka amar la. Ve'amar ravuna amar rav kola omer al menat. Anytime al menat is used in a stipulation, ke omer me'achshav demi. Which means, even the rabbis that don't go with the Zmano Mukhiyah Alav, but if the word Al-Minat was used, it's retroactive, and therefore it's going to be a get. So where's the Machloket then between Rabboter, Rabbi Yosef, and the Hakir? Where is the Machloket? Lo nechleku ela be'im tetzeh. In the situation where he tells the wife, "Im tetze hama minartika," right? Im, if, literally, if the sun comes up tomorrow morning. Now we have a machloket how to learn. If you remember earlier in the Gemara, we had a machloket how to learn im, which means im when it comes out, you'll be divorced from now, or when it comes out, you'll be divorced then. So that's the whole machlok, I had to learn to eat. So look at that. Mor savar la kerebi yoseh. Da'amaz manoshil shtar mukhiya halav. In that case, we're going to, one's going to hold like kerebi yoseh, and therefore, v'havi le kemehayom. It's going to be a similar case where a guy says, mehayom imati. Kemehakshav imati. Or like, mehakshav imati. It's like, from now. Mor lo savar kerebi yoseh. V'havi le Ki'in Bati Gereda, without the word Akshav and Ayov. So the Machlok, it is in the case of Im. Look at Nashi. Fourth line. Be'im Tetzeh. Udekevateh, or similar in the case of the 12 months of the Mishnah, Im Lo Bati. Okay? He uses that language. Va'amdina de'el mefirkin gabe im bati im shtel l'shonot mashma. We said the word im can go either way. Mashma me'achshav, mashma l'kshiyagiyah. Now, amar me'hayom, havi me'achshav, that's clearly when you said me'hayom, it means me'achshav. Lo amar me'hayom, havi l'kshiyagiyah. Which means, in the case where he said Mehayom explicitly, there's no argument. Where he just said over here, in the case, for example, everybody agrees. When it comes out, if he dies before, en get lachar mitah. The question of Machlok is if you use the word im. Im lo bati lachar yud bet chodesh. Or im tetse hama benatika. There, the rabbis will hold the biyoseh, that since you have a date in the shtar, so therefore it's like you're saying it to mafleya, and therefore the gil will be again. The rabbis will say, no, even in that case, where you said im, it's a problem, and therefore we're going to say en get bachar mitah. So that's really, really the way the machloket manifests itself. Good. Okay. Dafka in that case where he said im. So you go with the date according to the Biyose. It's like Machshav. Good, we go further with the Gemara. Kitvu utnu get l'ishti. Okay, so what did the guy tell the Shaliyah? Write the get, give the get. Im lo bati mikan v'anyab chodesh. Okay, so what did they do? They wrote the get within 12 months and they gave it after. Now, Rabbi Yosef said in that case, kaze get. In that case, Rabbi Yosef said the get is a get. Ama le Rav Yemar le Rav Asher. Lema kasama Rabbi Yosef ketav get al tenai kasher. Listen. The guy made a stipulation. He told the Shaliyah, I want you to write it and give it after 12 months. They didn't fulfill the condition. How does Rabbi Yosef then say that the get is a get? Must be that Rabbi Yosef says conditions do not apply to gitin. Hadush. I don't care what condition you put, it's not going to apply by a situation of a get. Now, and therefore, even though the condition was not fulfilled, the get is going to be kasher. Now, this is very difficult to understand. Why shouldn't conditions apply to a get? They apply to every other law. So the way the Mefarshim explained, the Nishonim explained like this. If the husband was clear and said explicitly, do not write the get until after 12 months. Of course, even the Biyosef is going to agree that you can't attach a condition. Here, the guy was vague. The guy said, "Kidvu utnu lachar yab chodesh." It's not so clear. He didn't give a specific order to write it that way over there. Even though there's a mashma'ut, so could be, I could argue, such a condition, all the husband is doing is, he's trying to be mezarez, the sofer and the adim, meaning write it, and he's not being matin maybe on the actual condition. He's just making sure that get it done, write it, and so in a condition that's a vague condition, that died an explicit condition. But Rabbi Yosef was able to no tonight maybe get, but maybe in a vague condition like this where it can go either way. Where I could say he's only talking about someone, write it and give it after 12 months, meaning he's talking to don't delay. I want you to take care of it. Do the writing. So maybe that's why he holds the get. This again, even if they wrote it within 12 months, because he didn't mean that as a stipulation. So comes the Gemara on third. No, that's not the shot. Gemara says no. Le'olam emalach pasul. Really, I'll tell you, he goes with tonight. And if a guy puts a stipulation, even in a stipulation, that would be like it can go either way. You got to go with the stipulation. Oh, the shadi hacha, but here is difficult. It's not from the way he said it, we clearly see what he meant. He should have said, if he wanted everything to take place after 12 months, he should have said, Im lo bati, if I don't come after 12 months, kidvu utnu. Then it's clear that he wants the kitiva after the 12 months. The amar, but instead, what did he say? Kidvu utnu im lo bati. It sounds like, write it whenever you want, but give it. Which means, since the 12 months is next to the word, give, that nu, so he didn't care about the kitiva one. Hachi kamar, kidvu me'achshav, utnu im lo bati. So therefore, the Bio said, really, I go with conditions. I go with all that stuff. But what? Just go what he said. Listen, the guy had options. The guy knows how he's talking. And the rabbis that argue on the Bio say, well, say, listen, it doesn't matter how he says. Whether he puts the kidvu utnu after the 12 months, or he puts the kidvu utnu before the 12 months, he means that he wants everything to be done after the 12 months. Therefore, they do not make a Hiluk. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a braita. Interesting cases. Guy tells his wife, I'm giving you the get. Le'achar Shavua. After the Shemitah. So the question is, when is after the Shemitah? Day after the Shemitah? 2 days after the Shemitah? So the Gemara says, Shana, period. It's got to be after the 8th year. Which means, right after 70 years after the Shemitah, but he said after the Shemitah. So after the Shemitah means after the 8th year of the Shemitah. So that's when the get is again. That's the stipulation of that. Look at that, she says. Lahar Shavua, you got to put a comma there. Shana. Zegitech. Okay, if I don't show up till after the Shemitah, so what's the cutoff point? Shemitah zu mamtinim lo shana sheminit. He's got the whole 8th year to show up. The whole 8th year is called after the Shemitah. That's the way people talk, after the Shemitah. I mean, the post Shemitah is 8th year. So if he shows up any time within the 8th year, no get. Good? The get is only activated if he shows up after the 8th year is over. Yeah. Now, la'achar shana. Okay, another case. If I don't show up till after the year, so how do you say? He didn't say in 1 year. He said after the year. So what's after the year? Chodesh. So that's like 13 months, which means after the year is over. So it's after the year. 1 month after the year is up. Okay? Chodesh. Oh, he says, if I don't show up till after the month, le'achar chodesh, Shabbat. So that's what? A week after the month.
Right. Fifth week.
Not the fifth week. Le'achar Shabbat, Mai. Oh. The guy comes along and says, it's a get if I don't show up till after Shabbat. Saturday, Shabbat. How are you going to learn that after Shabbat? What is after? Is after Shabbat Sunday? Is it Monday? Is it Tuesday? What's considered after Shabbat? Yativ Rabbi Zera commanded Rabbi Aseh, V'amri Rabbi Aseh commanded Rabbi Yohanan V'kabar. Had B'Shabbat, that's Sunday. Utre, that's Monday. Utlata and Tuesday. Batar Shabbeta. That's considered after the Shabbat. Which means you have Shabbat. Then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that's like from the previous Shabbat. Okay? Arba'a, Wednesday. Lachamsha, Thursday. Uma'ale Shabbeta, Friday. Kamesh Shabbeta. That's considered already before the Shabbat, before the next Shabbat. So technically, until Tuesday, you're still considered after the previous Shabbat. So then when the guy says, if I don't show up till after Shabbat, he's got till Wednesday. Which is if he shows up on Tuesday, he's still within the time of the Shabbat, the previous Shabbat. The after Shabbat doesn't start until after Tuesday is finished. It's Wednesday, now already the after is done. So the cutoff point is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Next case. Interesting question. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, la'achar ha'regel. Guy comes along and says, here's the get till after the regel. The regel, the holiday. Shiloshim yom. So that means, la'achar, how do you calibrate? How much days after the holiday? 1 day, 2 days? So the Gemara says 30 days after the regel. Tafak Rabbi Haya, darsha b'shemed Rabbi. So Haya got up, he heard this halakha from Rabbi. He announced it. He said the halakha, the name of Rabbi is 30 days. Vikasua. And the rabbis praised him, which means they said, you're very good. We appreciate that you're saying it in the name of Rabbi, because that's a singular opinion. And therefore you're correct. It's Rabbi's opinion. I mean, don't publicize this in the name of all the hakami. Yes, you're praised because you're quoting it in the name of one rabbi. B'shemed Rabbi. And one time he got up and said, everybody holds like this. That we're not praising you. Don't think everybody agrees to this opinion. From the fact that they didn't praise him when he tried to sell it to them, in the name of all the rabbis, obviously the halakha does not follow. So the question is, how many days after the negative? If it's not 30, what's going to be the calculation? So the Nishurim over here have interesting ways to calculate. Some want to say it's 3 days, just like Lahar Shabbat. Just like we said, after Shabbat, it's a 3 day period. So 3 days after the regel also, because the smallest shi'ur. And some say, which is the Ritba, half the amount of time between one regel and the next regel. Just like after Shabbat, it's half the week. So there, from one Shabbat to the other Shabbat. So from one regel to the other regel, you count the days, and half the days is considered la'achar ha'regel. And some say 15 days. Okay, so you have either 3 days, 15 days, or you have that calculation that we made. Hadran alak bi she'achazo. And now we begin the 8th perek of Masechet Gittin. Hazorek get le'ishto. A guy throws a get to his wife. You gotta get the rules here. Could you give a get against her will? Yes. So you don't have to even ask her. You take the get, you throw it at her. V'hi betoch betah. And she's in her house. Which means you threw it in her house and she's there. And we know, just like a person's hand can be kone something, their property can also be kone as well. So I landed in the house, but for some reason the Mishnah says she got to be standing there. We'll see why. Or betoch hatzera, or you threw it into our courtyard and she was there. Hare ze begureshet. Now she says, does a lady have property? Let's go slow. Well, a lady has property? She's married. Everything belongs to her husband. Well, we always learned in Masechet Avot, the property that she brings in, where she owns the actual property, and the husband benefits the usage, the perot. So therefore she has property. So that's not a problem. Zarkola betoch beto. Oh, but let's say he threw the get in his house. O betoch hatzero, or in his courtyard. Afilu hi imam bimita. Even if they're together in the same mita, the same bed, in a begureshet. Why? Because it never left his possession. He threw it into his house. His house is nothing. He's got to leave his possession and go into the possession of the lady. Letoch heka. Let's say he put the get, letoch heka, in her pocket, or letok kalata, or in a basket, harezu begureshet. Okay, very good. That's a basket that they put their needles in and all their their weaving materials. Okay, now the Gemara begins. Bina hadebile. Now we have to really analyze this because this is a hadush to us. I know what the Torah says. The Torah says, וכתב לה ספר כריתות ונתן בידה. I know you put the get in her head. Now you tell me a new concept. I can throw it in her chatzer, I can throw it in her courtyard, and all this business. Who told you that that's a get? Who told you that you can give such a get that way? So the Gemara says, מנה נה מנה. נתן רבנן. ונתן בידה. אין לי אלא ידה. I read the words, ידה, his head. גגה, her roof. Hatzera kocha, karfifa, our porch. Minayin, how do I know it's good? Tamud lomar, venatan, bechol makom. Read the pasuk like this: Veratan Kaaba. Give it any way you want, as long as it gets to our domain. And one way is to give it is biyada. If the Torah only meant biyada, it would say biyada tindatid. From the fact that it said vinatan biyada, so I read it vinatan mikol makom, anyway it gets to, and it has to be similar to biyada, which we'll see what the properties of biyada is, but it can be given in any way as long as it gets to our domain. Vetanya namehachim, we have another similar case. Ganav, a thief. Now normally how does a person steal something? With his hands. It says, yado. The pasuk really says, ve'im himbaseh temaseh biyado agereva. If you find the thievery in the hand of the ganav, that's masper. The only way he can steal is what? When he acquires it in his hand. In the ela yado. How do I know that if the ganav doesn't take it into his hands, but what? The item goes into his possession, which means that it is an animal. He hits the animal goes into the ganav's courtyard, and then he closes the fence. So now, bottom line, he stole it, but he didn't steal it in his hand. How do you know that a ganav is liable, even if he made an acquisition in his hazet? Torah says, yado. So it says, Tamud Amar, Himmaseh, Timmaseh, Mikol Makom. It says, Himmaseh, Timmaseh, any way you find it. Not only in his head. So basically we have two proofs. One from Gittin, and one from Ganav. Teach me that the Hatser is Koneh. You don't necessarily need Yad. Visericha. I need both sources. The Kaara, what do I need two sources to teach me the same thing? The Kaara, one would be enough. That means a Hasir is Kodeh, so just like Hasir is Kodeh for a Gadav or for a Get, or if it's Kodeh for the other item. The Yashmi'idan Get, Mishub de Ba'al Korha Migarsha. Get, I can say, listen, Get, we know you can even give the Get against the lady's will. So I say, that's why we're lenient to say that the Hasir is also Kodeh. Abal Gadav de Lete Ba'al Korha. A ganav can't steal against his will. You can't take an item and stick it on the ganav, that will make him guilty. He's got to steal it willingly. So therefore I could have argued that if I just had get, I would not learn ganav. The yashmeinan ganav, you only told me the hatser is kodet by the ganav, I would say mishum de kanser ahmana. When a ganav steals, he's got to pay double. Sometimes he has to pay four or five. So therefore, we see the Torah penalizes the ganav. So therefore, I'll say, you know what? Even the chatzer is going to be koneh. Amal get emalo. So therefore, sericha. Therefore, you need to teach to me by get, as long as they're not learnable one from the other. Good? Okay, now the Gemara says. We have a technical problem over here. The get's got to leave the husband's possession and go into the lady's possession. That's clear. So the Gemara asks, Hatsera, Mashikanta Isha Kana Ba'ala. What are you talking about? He never left his possession. Because even though the actual Hatser, let's say, belongs to her, but who has the usage? Who has the rights? The Perot belong to the husband. And therefore, since he has the usage of it and the Perot, when he throws it in the Hatser, we consider it as if he's throwing it to something that's his. So therefore, it never got to the possession of his wife. So give me a case. How does this work? You're throwing it to the Hatser. It's his Hatser for practical purposes. That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara says, Amar bil Azhar, Bechotev la. Oh, we're talking about his case. He wrote her a declaration. Deed v'devarim edli b'nechasayich. He wrote a declaration. I have nothing to do with your assets. Okay, so by writing, I have nothing to do with your assets. So that's right, he's out. Therefore, it's totally us. So he has to write that first. That, which means what? They got married. Give the case. When he gets married, what happens? The assets belong to him now. And then he relinquished. He wrote this paper. Deed v'devarim edli b'nechasayich. So what, he wrote it? That doesn't do anything, that type of declaration. Why? We have a brayta. A guy tells his friend, "Deed v'devarim edli al sadezu." There are two partners in the field. One partner tells the other partner, "I have nothing to do." Listen to the language here. "Deed v'devarim, I have nothing to do with my part." Or edli esik ba, I have no business with it anymore. Or yadi misuleket emena, or my hand is removed. All these languages, the Gemara says, lo amar klum. You said nothing. That's not a way to relinquish yourself. What do you have to say? But she says, you have to say, matana, I am gifting it to you. So in this case over here, when the lady comes along and says, or the husband tells the wife, I have nothing to do. Nothing to do is out of language. And therefore, it still belongs to him. Until he actually says, I am gifting it to you. So we're back to the same question. He throws it in the hatzer. It says, Abri de benebiyarai bechotev la ve'oda arusa. When did he write this item? Before the property actually came into his possession, which means when they were still engaged. When does the property actually come into his possession? When they get married. He was only engaged. So to block it from coming in, he can write Deed v'devarim edli. Which means, if it's in his possession already, then he has to write the words matana. But to block it from coming in, it's enough to say Deed v'devarim. So what did he do? He got engaged to the lady. Deed v'devarim edli b'nechasai. Therefore, the whole hatzer belongs to her. Therefore, later on, when he wants to get divorced, he can throw the get into the hatzer, and it's hers. Very good. Right. So comes the Gemara and says, where do you see you can do such a concept? Uter Rav Kahana. Be'amar Rav Kahana. Nahala haba'a lo le'adam b'makom acher. Let's talk about a Yerusha. A Yerusha that is a Torah Yerusha, the father to the son, that you can't block with a statement and say, Din b'devarim edli. Because when it's a Torah kinyan, the words Din b'devarim, I have nothing to do with it, is not going to be enough. However, let's say you have a Yerusha that's coming, a rabbinical Yerusha. A Yerusha that's coming from Makom Acher. We'll see a case like this. We'll see the case which is a rabbinical type of Yerusha. So to block a rabbinical item from coming your way, you're able to write Deed v'devarim. Similarly, in this case over here, the rabbis gave the right to the husband to benefit the pirot. So he can block it by saying Deed v'devarim before it came into his possession. And the Gemara gives it, Uch de Rava, Dava Rava. Ha'omer, I'efshi b'takarat hachamim. Let's say a guy comes along and says, I'm not interested in the takarat that the rabbis made for me. Kegod zeh shub'im lo. In a case like that, you listen. The rabbis made certain takarot to benefit a person. But if a person says, I don't want the benefit, he's allowed to refuse the benefit, because the only reason why they made the benefit was for him. So therefore, in this case, for whatever reason, he doesn't want to benefit from the hachamim. The rabbis told him, you can inherit. He didn't want, for whatever reason, he has a reason why he doesn't want to inherit, so he can block it. Or in this case of the get, of the hatzid, the rabbis gave him a benefit. He didn't want a benefit, so he can block it with Deed v'devarim. So Gemara says, "My king on zeh." What's the example that the Rabbi was talking about? Kedrav Huna Barav. We know this in the second Ketuvot as well. The Barav Huna Barav. Yechola isha shetoma lebaala. A lady can tell her husband, "Eni nizonit ve'eni osa." Don't support me. Don't give me food, and I'm not giving you my maase yadayim. I'm not giving you my work. Let's review. The rabbis made a takana that they said the husband supports the wife and gives the wife mizonot. But really, she gets to keep her ma'ase yadayim. But what? In order not to make mahloket, he's supporting her, giving her mizonot, and she's keeping her money. So the rabbi said she has to give her ma'ase yadayim to the husband. Now she's protected, because let's say her ma'ase yadayim is not going to be sufficient, so she'll get the mizonot, she'll get enough to live, so it benefits her. But let's say you have a lady, she's making a lot of money. It's not worth it for her to get the measly mizonot from the husband and give over, you know, $1 million a year in Maasei Adayim. So she's able to say, listen, I'm not interested in your mizonot. I'm keeping my Maasei Adayim. The whole reason why they gave you the Maasei Adayim is for my benefit. So I'm guaranteed support. But if the benefit of the rabbi doesn't benefit me, she's able to cancel. So the Gemara says, look at Rashi. Look at the second line of Rashi. Shobeim lo, huil v'atakara l'tzorko, na'asit yachol amar klum asu ila l'hana'ati. Right, the guy come along and said, the takara was made for me. And he know if she b'hana'a. And then he gives the case, my king, but where did Abbas say his case? I don't want mizorot for my husband. The only reason why they gave her mizorot, maybe her Abbas is not going to be sufficient. Then the rabbi said, you know what, give the Abbas to the husband. So therefore the same thing over here, with a rabbinical idea, because I'm not interested in the takana. Or the Yerushah that's coming rabbinically, that's falling somewhere from somewhere else, where the rabbis made a takana, you get a Yerushah. You can block that and say Yefshi. By saying, even the whatever he has, there's a reason why he doesn't want to be Yudis. So similarly, in this case, so he's still Arusa, she's Arusa. The rabbis came along and said, oh, Nixem Midlog, that belongs to the husband. The husband has rights. So he can come along and say, Yefshi, I don't want it. Beautiful. Therefore, what? It stays by her. And therefore, the get can be again, if he throws it in such a hasid. Good? Now the Gemara has this question. Not a question. Gemara has a different answer. Till now, what was the answer the way we explained Hatzir? The only way her Hatzir can work is with this whole mechanism. He's got to relinquish it from when she was an Arusa, so the whole thing belongs to her. And what are we trying to solve with all this, by the way? Because if he still has part of the action, so he's throwing it into his domain. It never left him. So therefore we have to say he relinquished, he gave it over, that whole business. But Abbas says, I don't got to come to this whole chokhmah, relinquishing, arusa. Say a simple answer. Rabba Amar, atu yada, bilo kanyale leba'al. Sold it. You're telling me a question, oh, the hasir belongs to the husband, how does it work? Hey, that's a better question. Doesn't her hand belong to the husband? Ma'asi yadai, right? Her hand. What comes from the head, the perot of the head belong to husband. And still we say what? That if you put the get in a head, the get is a get. How can everyone ask you? Oh, how could you put a get in the lady's head if the head belongs to him? You didn't ask that question. And what do you say? And you know what you answer? You say that when you put the get in her head, simultaneously her head and her get come together. And therefore, the get is again. Same thing. So, when you throw the get and the hatsir, at the same time, the hatsir and the get go to her. That's a simple answer. So, the guy says, hold it. What are you talking about? What is Rava talking about? The head of a lady? Hey, listen. You want to tell me the product of her head goes to the husband? Yada gufa mikarile, but her actual head is the her property, which means that's not a fair analogy. Which means who belongs to the head of the lady? Her head is the lady's. You want to know, she works. You can't give me an analogy from the case of yada to hatsera. The hatsir, he himself has a stake in the hatsir. He doesn't have a stake in our physical head. Therefore, what do you tell me? Oh, just like the head works. So you are right. I wasn't comparing the lady's head. I was comparing the head of an Eved. Let's go slow. One of the ways you can free an Eved is what? Give him a shtar. Papers. And there's one opinion that says he can accept his own paper. How can he accept something? Whatever he acquires, the master acquires. Now, in that case, the head of a slave, who owns the head? The master. He owns the physical head, which means the Eved is the actual, Eved Kanani. the Eved Kedari is an asset. Oh, so according to those opinions that say you can give an Eved Kedari a shtar, how much the mechanics on that? To that, Rava said, must be what? The head and the shtar come together. Similarly, by a lady, I'm going to say that our hatser and the get come together. By the lady's head, you're not going to come out to any of that. It's our head. Get is a get because you went into our head. But if I show you by an Eved Kedari that you can give the shtar and the zit, what's the mechanics? Yado v'shtaro ba'im ke'echad. So to all say by the lady that their hatser and the get comes together. So look at that sheet. Look at the Gemara. Lemad de'amar b'shtar al yedei atzmo. The court opinion that says the Eved Kedari can accept the shtar himself. Yad Eved ki yad rabot abya. What are you talking? The yad of the Eved is the yad of the master. It never left the master's hand. And agitu v'yado ba'im ke'echad. They have to say that what? That the get, the shtar shechru, the freedom papers, and the Eved's hand come simultaneously. Akana megita v'hatsera. Ba'im ke'echad. So if basically we have two answers. One answer was, he never took the chatzir, he gave it to her, he blocked it when they were engaged. Therefore, it belongs to her, then we can throw the get in it. Rava says, you don't got to say that. I can say really the chatzir, the husband has a stake in the chatzir. But what, when he throws the get in the chatzir, bingo, at the same time that the get, the chatzir goes to her, the get is hal. It's like a simultaneous action. Story. Hahushkid Bera. The guy was on his deathbed.
Seriously ill.
The Katav La Gita Lidibitu Made Panya de Malisha Beta. The guy wrote a get to his wife on a Friday. Velo speak Libidvela, but he didn't get a chance to actually give it. The Bahar at Shabbat, what happened? Takaf le'alba. Already was very critical. Then the problem was, he can't give the get on Shabbat because the get is mukseh. So now, but the guy is critical and he didn't give the get over yet. He can't give it now. Now already he doesn't have the ability to give it because Shabbat, it's too late. So I had to figure out a way, how are we going to get this get without touching the get into the possession of the lady so she can be divorced before he dies? Otherwise, you got yibum, you got things. Huh? Nashi. Takaf la'alma. I'm going to read that Nashi. Vayayere pinyamut. Vetezekik li yibum. Vasul le taltil get b'shabbat v'le musrala. Right? You're going to come along and just tell me, so give the get. What's the problem? You guys go, no, you can't give the get. Get this mukse. Get this mukse. It's a document, whatever you want to say. It's a mukse. Why is it mukse? Because the chaura, it's a shtar. It's a shtar of a certain type of, has no purpose off of Shabbat itself. Chaura. It's not a of Shabbat, a purpose for not Shabbat. What's the benefit of it? You're not learning Masechet Gittin. You're learning Masechet Gittin. Maybe you can read the get, but the get itself as a kinyan to make a halut. Can a goy give a get? Can a goy give a get? Can you make a goy a shaliach? Certainly not. You have to only somebody that's Jewish can be a get. So that wasn't an option either. Okay, and now the question is: so we have a bind. He wants to get to her, but he has a catch to it, so he can't touch the get. And he's going to die now. It's going to be over. The get is in the house, sitting on the table. Also, give it a table. So the Gemara says, "Atu lekamei de Rabba." So what they did first, they went to the rabbi. Amar lehu, so the rabbi gave him the answer. Zilu, go back. Ve amru le, tell the guy, the shechiv bera, let the husband acquire, let it be back there, the area where the get is, right? It's in the room. The area where the get, let him transfer that space to the lady. V'tizil ihi, she'll go on Shabbat. V'tihud v'tiftach v'tachzik be. Let her go like close the door. We have a law, let's say, that how do you acquire something? So you either build a fence around the area, like a karka. You can't lift a karka up. So what do? You go either plowing it, or you go, you build a fence. So let the husband back there the area. She'll make the kinyan by closing the door. So now she has acquired the land. Now we have a rule. Let's say I sell you land. On the land is a rake. Now a rake you acquire through meshicha, right? Kinyan, you have to actually lift it up. But if I sell you the land, there's a special kinyan that says, kinyan agav. That agav the land, I acquire whatever is on the land. So similarly, let the guy say, I'm back there in the room to the lady. She'll go down, close the door. Now she has a kinyan on the karka. What's on the karka? The get. Oh, now the get went into possession. Bingo, she's bigudesh. So we figured out a way. Yeah, Shabbat. So you don't touch anything, you do nothing. So comes the Gemara and says, Ditnan, like we have in the Mishnah, Da'an, guy locked the door. Gadar, we build the fence. Parats, we made a hole in the fence. So either way, Kotshu, Harezu Hazaka. Beautiful story. So Rava solved the case. Amar le'Rav Elish le'Rava. So Rav Elish came along and said, Rava, Behila, how did you give such a psak? He said, what are you talking about? It's his. Which means he cannot be back there, this item, Taha. Which means this item belongs to the husband. And therefore, whatever he has, or whatever she acquires, goes right back to the husband. They're still married. Whatever she acquires belongs now to the husband. Oh, you're back there, Taha. Oh, you're back there, Taha. And it goes right back. So comes the Gemara and says, Ichsif. He got embarrassed. Because he thought he botched up in the halakha. He's why I told him the halakha, but it's a mistake. How can I? Lesof, at the end, Iglai milta da'arusa havai. Oh, Rabbah was protected. It came out at the end of the day, they were only engaged. So the chaser, really, these items never transferred. So technically, since she was only in Arusa, so therefore there was no problem for him to acquire, which is that which we say whatever is owned by the lady goes back to the husband, that's what they married. But in Arusa it doesn't work that way. In Arusa has her own kinyan. So therefore, it worked out. Rava thought he made a mistake. But then when they investigated, oh, she was only engaged, so therefore he was allowed, you need a get from Arusa. You need a get. So it came out, he was right. It worked out. And he said, Abba Rava. So Rava protected him. So he said, listen, hey, listen, yeah, they only said Arusa is a problem. But they didn't say about Arusa, so what are you bothering me for? My psak was right. Look at Rashi. If Abru Benesua, Shabbat Yiskeb Benechasim, Yubru Barusa, good. Hadar Abba Rava, after Rava analyzed it, he said, Lo shena arusa ve lo shena nisua. You know what? Doesn't make a difference. Gita vahasera ba'in ke'ehad. Like Rava said earlier. But you know what? That's where he said it. Rava said that law of this story. That's what the Gemara says. Ve'abra Rava bi'ikara. Rava said it already. He didn't know what he said. No. Ve'ikara ki abra Rava ahay ba'ase abra. Which is initially, you can ask me a question, but Rabbah didn't know what he held. Rabbah held that when you throw the get into Hazet, everything goes to the lady simultaneously. So what should have happened when they came, when Elish came to Rabbah and said, you botched up in the psak over here. This lady over here, whatever she acquires goes back to the husband. He should have answered, what are you talking? But this is where he developed that concept. So initially he said, oh boy, I made a mistake. Oh, what did I do over here? So they investigate, Arusa. Oh, okay, Arusa, I'm covered, I'm good. Then he said, you know what? It doesn't make a difference, by the way. Even if she was married, it would have worked. Why? Bashkata Isha I'm sorry. Gitav asabim kehad. So the Gemara says, what? You said that already. No, no. Here's where I said it. This is where he developed that. That psak halacha. So therefore, Kotra doesn't matter. Either way, she is begudeshin. Baruch Adonai Olam.